This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
That's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners here at Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And so feel free to get online. We'll do our best to help you out. Plenty of concerns out there. 860-522-9842. There's so much going on when it comes to really cybersecurity. I mean, the concerns of the old when we started the show was like, how come my floppy drive isn't working? And how do I get that printer to talk to my parallel port? And you're probably like, what's a parallel port? Well, then they went to serial port. Just kidding. And then you got IDE and all that type of stuff. And then we went to SATA.
Oh, yeah. And then having to set jumpers on your motherboards.
Yeah. The old days, Dennis, of being a geek was actually fun.
You could really sink your teeth into stuff.
Yeah. Now we're dealing with just the ridiculousness of cybersecurity, which has gotten way out of hand.
Very.
And we've spent most of our careers protecting you from your operating system.
That's right.
And that's what we're going to do here today, help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Get online. Early is better. We're here from 9 in the morning, right about now, till 11 in the morning. And you guys seem to all wake up at 10:30.
Oh.
But feel free to get online. We'll do our best to help you out. We had some crazy caller last Saturday, talk about how, unfortunately, he was convinced to feed $15,000 of his savings into a Bitcoin box. And we found more information on that. And I actually, we posted it. There is actually
it's on the website.
There was a person in Houston, Texas somewhere. I'm not going to say Houston, but Texas somewhere, where a woman was doing the exact same thing. And mm-hmm. the sheriff went ahead and went to the fake money box there and ripped it open and took her cash out and gave it back to her.
Right.
And good for him, because
absolutely.
Yeah.
And now the guy that has the Bitcoin ATM in his store is mad.
Right. And of course the Bitcoin company is mad. We had no idea. If you these stupid, I don't know which one to call them, the fake money converter boxes are out there for cryptocurrency. There's hundreds and hundreds of these things located in these gas stations. So I don't know what, like you walk into a gas station, you pay for your gas, you grab a Slim Jim, and you stick your hard-earned money into a crypto box. I mean,
I don't get it.
If you didn't know enough to understand that crypto is not a good idea, that's where people are sticking their money. They're literally going in, buying a Mountain Dew, getting a Slim Jim, and sticking their cash into a crypto box. You know, as Bill Gates said, it's based on greater fool theory.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sticking it where all the fools go, I guess. I mean, yeah. Stop it, people. Stop it. And this poor guy dropped $15,000 in there because he was convinced he was talking to the FBI and Microsoft, thanks to mm-hmm. a scam that hit him. So let's talk about some of the new stuff that, Dennis, is going on as far as what's in the news? Anything you wanted to bring up?
Well, we have an issue with Apple.
Of course we do.
Yeah.
This goes back a ways, though.
This is an old issue. Yeah. This has to do with iPhone batteries.
Yes.
Over time, they degrade.
Of course they do. Everything does. Including me.
Right. And me.
Yeah. You feel it happening every day.
Apple very helpfully introduced software that's steps down.
Oh, very helpfully about this. Yes, they slowed your machine down.
Right. It steps down the CPU and the phone and some other parts in order to preserve the battery life.
Right.
Because, of course, you can't just open up an iPhone and replace the battery.
Of course not. So they did
this. It's sealed in.
This was very helpful, per se. I'll put that in air quotes. Helpful. to try to save your phone because they didn't want, the battery was not able to hold enough juice, so it slowed it down. And then you looked at your phone and said, geez, my phone's not working so well. I guess I need a new one, I guess. And that's what people went out and did. And this is Apple to a T. And class action lawsuits been filed, and I guess they finally have run out of appeals, and they have to start cutting checks, right?
Yes, they do.
Good.
Well, I think it's, what, $500 million? Yeah, $500 million.
$500 million to you folks who... just had a funny feeling your phone was not working the way it should.
But sadly, that's probably half a day's profit for the corporation. So they can easily cut that check and just keep doing whatever the heck they want.
Right. Now, we can put a link to the story, but if you have, I think it was like an iPhone 7 now.
Yeah, these are older models,
this
definitely.
Goes back a ways.
The litigation took a while to carry through the courts.
Okay. But, you guys can, your Apple devotees can get some little bit of cash back and buy your next iPhone, I guess, and hope they're not doing that to you now. In other news, we want to make sure you guys are aware, and we're seeing this in our client base, there are folks who are calling up businesses and saying, hey, we noticed you're having trouble with QuickBooks. Now, if I had a nickel for every time we ever heard of companies having trouble with QuickBooks, I'd be driving a better car. And so this is basically a common thing. The bad guys, again, these are institutional bad guys, right? They're sitting in some nice air-conditioned office in the third world somewhere, calling you up and saying, hey, I noticed you're having trouble with QuickBooks. And if you ask anybody out there who uses QuickBooks and somebody says, hey, do you have trouble with QuickBooks? What are they going to say?
They're going to say yes,
right.
Of course.
So what do? They take the call and they end up letting them into their computer. These are the bad guys literally sitting over there laughing all the way to the bank as they go ahead into your QuickBooks system and then maybe mess with how you do ACH payments or receive payments and go into your computer and put some footholds in there so they can come back later.
Right.
Basically, they're literally calling you up and saying, do you have Prince Albert in a can? Right. In the old days, you did because you're tobacco, right? Same idea. Nowadays, it's do you have a problem with QuickBooks? Well, yes, I do. Well, we're here to help you. I'll tell you right now, there is no technology business on the planet that would ever call you and say, I hear you're having trouble with our stuff. Can we help you? It's not a thing.
No, it never happens.
They
it
don't care.
Never happens.
It never happens. All these companies don't care and would never in a million years call you up and say, I hear you're having trouble with our stuff. Can we help you? So just remember that. Don't think they're being nice. These are the bad guys, and obviously do not let them into your computer. If you have, contact your IT service provider because you probably have malicious software and footholds that have been placed there by the bad guys that they're going to come back later and use to compromise your system. And if you do not have a good EDR or MDR technology on your computer, it will not notice those things. So you're going to be very vulnerable. Anything else you want to bring up, Dennis?
Well, Tesla.
Yeah.
Is now facing some accusations by some of their own engineers that are speaking out.
Whistleblowers.
Yeah. They claim that there was a weakness in the autopilot feature, which is not an autopilot.
It's not.
It's not autopilot, people.
No. It's enhanced cruise control, for crying out loud. My wife's minivan has the same thing.
Yeah. A lot of cars do.
Yes.
And with Tesla, though, it's autopilot. With everybody else, it's, I don't know, collision avoidance or something that they call
cruise control.
Yeah. But whatever you call it, there was a driver that was killed because of it.
Oof.
And Tesla, of course, the executives knew about it, but they never fixed it.
According to the engineer.
According to these engineers.
Gotcha.
Right. That's the accusation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty serious.
Yeah. And so this is a story. It's out by, who's got the story?
It's the Register.
Oh, our friends are across
favorite,
the pond.
Our favorite blog over in
the UK.
Yeah.
All right. So again, you be careful running that autopilot. You know. It's not all it's chopped up to be.
Chopped up. There may be more to that phrase than you thought.
I know. I mean, sorry. If you're an emergency vehicle parked on a highway and you see a Tesla coming at you, you hope it's not an autopilot because it will not see you and it'll smash right into you.
That's right.
It's like it sees you as a target. In other news, Spotify. This is kind of a funny show.
Oh.
So being that we're a podcasted show, right? You know, we want you guys to subscribe over to the Odyssey app. And we're not on Spotify. We're on Odyssey. But, you know, I thought this was kind of interesting. Spotify reportedly has a $38 million white noise problem.
What?
Yes.
What?
So Spotify is spending a lot of money on podcasts that don't actually involve any talking. So basically, people are putting up these podcasts of like white noise to help you go to sleep, you know, like
rain and just noise
and crashing waves. And they're more popular than you think. And the reason is that the popularity has been so high is that they've been unwittingly pushing them in front of users thanks to an algorithm that is supposed to design to be pushed for talk content. So clearly some programmer screwed up and somehow thinks white noise is the same as what we're doing. Now, maybe that is the truth. Maybe that's the, maybe we can put you to sleep, you know, talk versus white noise. Maybe that's it. But they make these creators behind these podcasts make money off the ads that play during the episodes. And that really was some suggested white noise podcasters could rake in $18,000 a month. So you literally just have to put up static and you can make $18,000 a month podcasting. Basically, white noise podcast made up 3 million daily consumption hours. 3 million hours.
What?
Yep. Welcome to the internet, my friend. It's being used for all sorts of crazy stuff. Imagine the bandwidth being consumed just to hear static.
White noise. Oh.
I mean, have you seen Poltergeist? That's how it started.
Oh, right. They're here.
Yeah. Now you can make 18,000. So, I don't know. It's basically something that you just can't make up. And Spotify is going to try to fix that. These are all algorithm issues, right?
Yeah.
You know, they push something, but it's being pushed in front of you and people are consuming it. That's the other thing that's kind of funny. Anything else you want to bring up there, Dennis?
Yeah. Speaking of algorithms.
Yeah.
HP is facing a class action lawsuit
over
their multifunction printers.
Yeah.
It seems that they suddenly can't scan anymore if they don't have ink in the printing head.
So you guys can figure out this is kind of weird, right? Why would you stop scanning if you don't have ink anymore? Doesn't make any sense.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, they're two completely different parts of the device.
Multifunction.
And right. They sell these as multifunction. It's supposed to do multiple different things, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to actually function.
Yes.
That'd be nice.
Right.
And so it's not functioning when there's no ink, even though when you're doing the scanning process, folks, you don't need ink to do that.
Yeah. They're facing a class action suit, and I think Canon had something like this.
Mm.
I think that's moving ahead already.
Gotcha.
But I guess the case against HP was just picked up by the judge and is moving along.
All right.
And HP's defense is pretty much, well, we told you kind of
that
this
is
what's going to happen.
When you agree to open
the
box.
Well, not only in the EULA, but in the just the literature about the product.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you go to like Amazon, look up the tech specs, that language.
It says right in there, this thing will not work if you don't have
ink in it. It doesn't say that. That's the problem. Oh. But it does hint that it might not scan without ink. It hints at it.
Unbelievable.
And that is their defense in court.
How desperate. I mean, that's crazy.
I don't know.
How desperate do you have to be? So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, taking your computer comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. We have three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number, and we will do our best to help you out. So get online early because you guys all seem to wake up in about an hour. And then Carolyn's trying to – she's like a one-armed paper hanger. And trying to take all your calls and push all the buttons. So call up early and get online. We'll be right back. heard it was this guy's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And Carolyn is doing her best to keep it going. That's cool. Feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. 860-522-9842 is the number. Let's go to Ken in Windsor first. What's happening, Ken? Oh, Ken, you there?
Hey, Eric.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, I'm here. Good morning. And I wanted to ask some questions about adding a network attached device,
yeah,
storage device to my network.
Okay.
I got about six questions about that. Can I connect that through a switch? Because I don't have any Ethernet ports on my router anymore.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Just plug it in.
Okay, and how do I access that remotely? Do they supply software for that?
Yes, they will. I happen to have a Western Digital NAS, and they provide software, yes, that lets you get at it remotely, mm-hmm, and it's not something that requires you to set up anything in your router to get it through so that your network isn't always open. It's just software. It connects with your drive, and it lets you get to your files. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
It works very well.
Can you use the software on a phone as well?
Yes, they have mobile apps. Yep, they have they have desktop apps for Windows and Mac, and they have mobile apps for all platforms.
And this is Western Digital, but it's probably similar across other NASs.
They all have to be doing the same thing.
Okay. Now, I was thinking I would put it in a RAID 1 configuration, so if something failed, I still wouldn't lose my data. Is that what you would recommend?
It is. The irony, though, of these NASs lately is that, even in the case of Western Digital, and we can put up the article, if they stop updating it, like when these NASs, quote-unquote, go out of support, in the case of, I think, Western Digital, they just blew all the data went away, right? They just lost all the data.
Well, what happened was they went end of life.
Yeah.
These particular models.
Oh, right.
Then there was an exploit that somebody was using to destroy all the data on them.
Yeah. So,
And then Western Digital was asked about it, and they said, hey, you're going to help these people out and keep their data safe? And they're like, nope.
It's out of
these are end of life. Doing nothing.
So unfortunately, when you're buying these NASs, they have a short lifespan, sadly. It's not like buying a refrigerator or a dishwasher or a TV. You're buying a device that these companies won't stand behind after they, quote unquote, are end of life. And they deem end of life, which is a doom, of about 3 years, maybe 4 years. So keep that in mind. You're going to invest all your time and energy. You're going to put your stuff out there. You're going to do your RAID 1, which is great to protect against the drive failure inside the NAS. We don't disagree with that. But ironically, you got to protect yourself from the company that you're buying the hardware from.
Well, yeah, Synology seems to be the bigger name, I think, in that market.
Yep. Yeah, we like Synology NASs.
Yeah, they tend to support their devices a lot longer.
Until they don't.
Until they don't, right. And there's always going to be some break point.
Right. That's the thing with IT. We like the company until we don't.
And I know you still have to back up occasionally, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, your NAS, if that's your only source of location of your data, then you really don't have a backup.
Right.
Even with a RAID, people think a RAID is a backup. It's not. It's just a mitigation against one type of failure.
Right. It's protection for drive failure, but not for other kinds of failures.
Right.
Now,
hey, Ken, before you ask the next...
Always...
Before you ask the next question, believe it or not, we're coming against the bottom of the hour. Can we hold you over?
Oh, yes, certainly.
All right, we're going to hold Ken over. We'll talk more about NASs and what you can do and how you use them and all the other questions you might have. Feel free to get online. We're also on the old Facebook page. If you want to follow us over at Tab Computer Systems or WTIC's Facebook page, you can watch us there, share it out, make some comments, post it out so Zuckerberg deems it worthy. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This is Computer Talk, and we're here till 11 o'clock, and we got a couple lines open. 860-522-9842 is the number. Feel free to get online. We'll do our best to help you out with your comments, questions, and concerns. Let's go back to Ken. Oh, sorry, IS. Thank you. Dennis is the best. I wanted to remind you that we do have an e-cycling event in East Hartford. Believe it or not, the historic district of East Hartford, which according to, is on there according to the Googles, is where our shop is, our corporate headquarters, as it were. Stop by on September 9th. Put this in your calendar. If you've got e-waste, like old cell phones, old printers, computers, laptops, and you don't want to have them find them their way into a landfill, we will responsibly recycle them, partnering up with EOSI, also an East Hartford company, who specializes in electronic waste and collecting ink cartridges that need to be filled and reused, recycling those and toner cartridges. So they're going to be joining us as well. So we're broadcasting live from TAB. You can swing by, just it's like a drive-through scenario where you've got your e-waste drive-through. We'll be broadcasting the show and trying to get this e-waste responsibly recycled. We've been doing e-cycling for our customers, our clients, for probably 15 or 18 years now, as just a service we offer our customers. And we figured we'd offer it to the general public. As you guys know, we don't support the general public, but in this case, we'd like to.
Why not?
Why not? So share our event on the old Facebook so people know about it. Let us know if you're coming or not. And the more you guys share this out there, the better it'll be for folks who want to get rid of their e-cycling, get rid of this technological garbage and have it not end up in a landfill, because some of that precious metals and some of that stuff can be reused again.
Yeah.
And
it's valuable.
Exactly.
It's valuable material.
Not to you.
Well, yeah.
But so we want to remember September 9th. We'll put a link up there for you guys to get that. Our links are slow. We're not sure what's going on.
Yeah. I have put in all the links.
Yeah, they're just not popping
into the
yet.
Site. They're just not showing up at on the outside.
Yeah, we're going to have to get our web mistress on that. Let's go to Ken again in Windsor talking about NASs. What's happening, Ken? What else did you want to ask about?
Are these always mechanical drives?
No.
That are used in the NAS?
Not always. You can
not always.
You can choose to use SSD.
Okay. So I guess it's just a matter of cost there, how much you want to spend, I guess.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is, by putting this on a network and being able to access it, are there security concerns? Because if I put financial stuff on there or personal stuff that I don't want people to get a hold of, am I opening myself up to maybe potential problems?
Technically, yes.
Yeah, technically, but the aperture of attack that somebody can use to get at it is much smaller when it's on a NAS on your own home network than it would be if you put it on the cloud, like in OneDrive or Google Drive or whatever.
Yeah, good point.
Because all of that data is just sitting out there. It's internet facing all the time. Now, somebody needs credentials to get to it. But there are ways around that sometimes.
Well, they just ask you for your credentials and you give it.
Right. But if you've got the data stored on a NAS in your own network.
Right. Behind your quote unquote firewall.
Behind your firewall. And you have what's called a dynamic IP address facing the internet. Mm-hmm. It's almost impossible for the bad guys to even know where you are.
Right.
That's not to say that they can't get at it.
Right.
But The chances are vastly smaller.
The vector that they would probably use would be some sort of maintenance ability of that NAS that, A, we're not aware of because the manufacturer hasn't told you about the backdoor they forgot to tell you about. The vector they would use would be the software that you're using yourself to get to these NASs where there's another vulnerability or some sort of configuration problem where they can access multiple users' NAS systems due to some misconfiguration, not on your part, generally by the manufacturer.
And of course, the other way, a third way they can do it is by phishing you and getting your credentials for whatever the service it is that you're using to connect to the NAS from outside.
So the answer is yes, but you're probably okay. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, that's good news because we have all kinds of clouds right now, and I wanted to pull all that stuff down and just keep it myself rather than, paying for all those services.
Yeah, and remember,
do you have any recommend?
Well, when you pull it off the cloud, it may not come away from the cloud. you might be able to copy it from it, but you may not actually be able to destroy it from it.
Oh, God.
That's kind of the issue with the cloud. Once you stick your stuff on somebody else's servers, whatever EULA was out there, and or whether or not they've even done a good job, I can probably find story after story. You could probably Google it right now of data that people thought they had removed from the cloud that was still there after they thought they removed it.
Yeah.
So that's another snag about putting your – you don't know where you threw your stuff. You know, we're chucking it everywhere out there. What was your other question?
The last one is, do you have any recommendations on models that might be used, or should I just do my own homework to read about the different manufacturers and models and pricing?
Well, we mentioned two manufacturers that are pretty good, Synology and Western Digital. We would tell you, I would tell you to look at, mirrored drives, RAID array, two drives, and buy as much storage as you can afford. Believe it or not, storage prices continue to go down. So the days of 6-terabyte drives, now you could probably get a 10-terabyte drive for the same price as a 6. Now, these would be spinny drives. These would be slow. Like, the idea of a NAS is really not speed.
It's the amount that you can save, yeah.
Yeah, so spinning is probably the way you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it just comes down to your budget.
My thoughts.
You're going to look at about $1,000 or a little maybe $800 or so for $800 or $900, depending on what you get for how much storage you want. That's probably you're going to end up with a two drive type of chassis and then whatever drives you put in there.
Very good.
All right, Ken, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Okay. Later. Bye bye.
See ya. All right. So he's going to be putting some stuff out there.
That's a refreshing conversation. There aren't enough people that want to, preserve their data internally.
Right. And
they just rely on the cloud as a backup.
We could probably do some Google searches and find, where you thought you removed your stuff from the cloud and it was still there.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a bit of an issue. Let's go to Mark in Bristol next. What's happening, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I got up bright and early today at 9:30 to call you guys.
There you go.
Yay!
Carolyn appreciates that.
Bright and early. Anyway, I'll make it short. It's a little bit complicated, but I'll make it as short as I can.
All right.
I'm that volunteer guy from Bristol, and I'm helping a student attach a computer to his Dell 4300 i7 desktop.
Nice.
It's one of the simplest things that I've ever should have done or that ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I'm having problems. And what's happening is, he's got an Epson Artesian 835 printer, and it's new enough to work with Windows 10. And ironically, I'll give you the backstory first. When he got the computer, which was recently, we got it for him at a computer show. It's a refurbished model. His old printer, which was this Artesian 835, mm-hmm. I easily went to the Epson website and set it up, and it was printing. I didn't download and install any utilities, because he's an older gentleman and really didn't need any. He just needed to print.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, all of a sudden he needs the scanner to work. So he calls me and he says, I've got the disk for it. Can you come over and install the utility so I can scan? So I put the disk in and I try and run it. I run it. It doesn't work. And I didn't do my due diligence and look at the disk. It wasn't for the right printer, the correct printer.
No, that'll cause trouble.
I don't know if that caused the whole thing. So I went back to Epson website, and here's my real dilemma. I looked at that download again, and it said it was for would work for Windows 10, 32 and 64, and everything prior to that. So I then I click on the download radio button.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, it doesn't include Windows 64, just Windows 10.
32.
Mm-hmm. So I ran it anyway and installed it. And when I click print, it just empties the paper bin. It's just lost its mind.
Empties the paper bin with nothing being printed on it. Just
correct.
Yikes.
Yeah. And I've deleted the printers, everything from Device Manager. And it's the easiest thing I should have ever had to do, but I just can't seem to. I just gave up after an hour, and I figured, let me call the guys tomorrow because it's Friday.
All right. My suggestion is that you probably have some kind of a driver in there that was left over from that installation from the incorrect disk.
Yeah.
Okay. And what you're probably going to want to do is get an uninstaller utility to clean out anything associated with Epson that might still be on the computer. And we can put a link to something up that will help you with that.
Yeah. Okay. There is one. There's actually a tool.
Oh, there's actually several.
From Epson?
No. This is a third-party uninstaller and cleanup tool.
Gotcha.
Because as we all know, when you run the uninstall for an app in Windows or in Mac, there's stuff that gets left behind.
Right.
These are utilities that look at the installation itself before you remove it.
Right.
And then it runs the uninstaller, but then it checks everything that was left behind, and it purges it completely.
There you
so
go.
So that's what I would do, and we'll post a link to something for you.
And the links are delayed on the website, but
you
should be able
to find
it
on Facebook.
Yeah, you
have to wait until later today.
Okay, yeah, great. That's actually what I concluded. That's why I gave up yesterday.
Yep.
Was because when I installed it the first time, it printed fine, and even Word, Excel, everything he could use. Now I can't even get it to print. Actually, it accidentally printed a picture and wasted a lot of his ink.
Wow.
So I assumed that something was left over from the disk, which I should have looked at and accidentally used.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. You're human, man. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up. But this is, it shouldn't be this crazy. It really should just either work or not work, not sort of work.
And Mike G found an explicit uninstaller for the Artisan 835.
Very interesting.
And so we'll post that too. We'll post both links.
Well, that's telling.
But that would tell me that Epson is aware of an issue with this.
Right. If you're actually designing an uninstall for your own utility, your own, then you know you got a problem. And we would tell you also, once you get this cleaned up, you should have the full utility loaded. I would tell you to make it a habit of doing that for the folks you help, because having the full utility for the printer will also help with updates and patches. And yes, it's going to nag them and sell them print ink and stuff like that, we know. But at least it's going to have the right tools and help them stay current with the updates.
Right. Do you think I should give any credence to the fact that it says before I do the download that it's Windows 64-bit as well, Windows 10. But then when I get the next screen to actually download, it doesn't include 64. I mean, it says Windows 32 explicitly and then goes all the way back to Windows 7.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you should be worried about it. You can run 32-bit drivers in a 64-bit OS. You just can't do the reverse.
They can install, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You just can't go the other way. You can't load 64-bit in a 32-bit environment.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, guys. You saved me several hours of research, probably. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Okay, take care.
You got it, Mark. You're welcome. All right, so he's going to go out there and install. Just when you thought installing a printer was easy, right? It's just not. I mean, the stuff that we deal with, I was talking to one of our clients who has a ski resort, and I was talking to him about, imagine if you had your families come out and they fell every 5 seconds, that's what IT is all about. Nobody's calling us about all the happy times they're having with IT, skiing down the mountain, swishing along. They call because silly things like Mark's issue. But Carolyn's yelling at me, so I got to go to a break. We got four lines wide open, 860-522-9842. Get online. We'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We'll be right back.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl, crying all the time.
All right, let's get back to work here. Help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we're going to go to John and Avon next. What's going on, John?
Hi, you guys. Hi. Always enjoy your program.
Thanks.
Hi.
Always? Hi, that's a strong word. Always?
Well, yeah.
For the most part, it's good. We're looking for the most part. But go ahead.
Frontier did the upgrade to their high speed. Yeah. It was a no-brainer for me because they were giving me a better price. And so,
yeah.
Anyway, it's an Aeris NGV something. I could give you the numbers, but
you're breaking up. What are you saying, John?
Ay.
Can't hear you, John. We're going to put you back on hold. Maybe you have to get to a better cell service there. That's the one drawback of talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what he was saying. Let's go to Rick in Waterbury for a call. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, I got a question about hackers.
Uh-huh.
And all kinds of stuff that you have to do for your Google, like CoolPad and all this kind of security stuff that you have to do, and I'm not sure what to do. Or
what's a Google CoolPad?
Yeah, I don't know. That's one of the things they question about, and I don't know.
So are you saying
all these security things that you have to do?
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing you can do is put in two-factor authentication on all of your services. Anything you're doing, whether it be your bank account, your retirement accounts, make sure there's two-factor authentication where when you log in as Rick from Waterbury, something also asks, it has to send a text to your phone or have you tap an app to confirm or tap a key, a Yubico key that says you are Rick from Waterbury. That if you do that, if you turn on 2FA on your services, you will be much less likely to be impacted by quote-unquote hackers. Is that what you're looking for with your call?
I think.
Okay.
I know I went to the library and used their computer there.
Yeah.
And when I got home, I got all these kind of messages and stuff that, you know, somebody's going to use your website and hackers and all kind of questions.
Well, basically, if you logged in to a service on a different device, the service is going to say, hey, somebody logged into this service on this device. Was this you? And in this case, the answer is yes, right? It was you. So that is a security feature, but it can kind of freak you out because you're saying to yourself, all right, was it me?
Right.
So we would tell you not to use public devices like that for anything that's important because there's caches that also occur where you've typed that in. And also, if I'm a bad guy, I can put some keylogger software on those devices that are public and the library may or may not know. So I'll tell you to avoid that. But those services are giving you the feedback you want. They're telling you, hey, somebody tried to log in as you. Now, if they tried to log in as you from, you know, San Luis Obispo or something like that, then you got a problem.
Yeah.
Right? And it just means they tried. It doesn't mean they succeeded either. Does that help you, Rick? We're running out of time.
It did help a lot. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Good luck out there. Turn on all that two-factor authentication, all right?
All right.
It's a dog-eat-dog world, and we're all wearing milk-bone underwear, as Norm would say. We're going to go ahead and get to your calls. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.